You've been championing the Endless Frontier Act for a good while now, and now there's some pushback coming from China. Can you describe the kind of pushback that you're seeing, where you're hearing about it, and why you think that's happening?
Chris, as Reuters just reported this week, the Chinese Communist Party has been sending letters out to American businessmen asking them to lobby American legislators in opposition to the Endless Frontier Act, which I authored. This is legislation that would protect America's intellectual property, help us create good-paying jobs, and ensure the U.S. invests in cutting-edge technologies that will help us win the 21st century.
What is it particularly about the Endless Frontier Act that you think ticks China off?
So, Chris, the Chinese Communist Party doesn't want the United States of America to make key investments in areas like hypersonics, artificial intelligence, and quantum computing, because they understand that the country that dominates these technology areas will have the strongest military in the future and will also be able to have the most dynamic, competitive economy in the 21st century, which is ultimately how we won the Cold War and how Americans are going to win the 21st century as well.
Now, are we at a disadvantage at this point? I mean, because we hear a lot about what China is doing and how China is making advancements and how China has the upper hand in some areas of trade. Do you think the United States right now is in a good position?
It's been well reported that the Chinese Communist Party over the summer launched a hypersonic vehicle that is capable of carrying nuclear weapons, and their development of this technology enables them to avoid our early warning radar and our missile defense system here in the United States. So this creates an incredible threat to our homeland, and hypersonics is one of several areas where it appears the Chinese Communist Party is actually ahead of the United States of America. If the U.S. acts now, though, we have the opportunity to out-innovate and out-compete the Chinese, just as we did after the Sputnik launch and the United States won the space race, later developing a robust aerospace industry based on those seed investments from the American people.
Do you see China right now as a true military threat? I mean, do you think because of this hypersonic technology that they may be up to something?
The Chinese have been very clever in making investments in asymmetric technology areas that compared to U.S. investments in major weapons platforms don't cost as much but can be used to defeat the U.S. militarily. An example would be their investments in hypersonics, which could be used to sink our aircraft carriers. Another example would be their investments in quantum computing, which allows their weapon systems to outmaneuver and outthink the U.S. weapon systems and defeat us that way. So the Endless Frontier Act makes key investments that would ensure the U.S. doesn't get outflanked by these sorts of asymmetric investments by harnessing the innovative potential and the dynamism of our own innovators, entrepreneurs, and workers across America.
So where are we as far as the Endless Frontier Act right now in the legislative process?
The legislation has passed with almost 70 votes out of the United States Senate. It's awaiting further action in the House of Representatives, and it's possible that it will pass and become law before year's end if it is attached to the National Defense Bill that is considered annually in the United States Congress.
And we've been having a little trouble with that one too, haven't we?
That legislation has been delayed on account of President Biden and Speaker Pelosi making a priority of tax and spend, social spending bills, as opposed to national defense.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time this afternoon. Is there anything that I didn't ask that you think is really pertinent to the Endless Frontier Act?
Yeah, there's one additional component to the Endless Frontier Act that should be really important to Hoosiers, and that is there is a provision in the national there's a provision in the Endless Frontier Act that will allow states like Indiana to apply for a tech hub designation, which would lead to additional investment if Indiana were designated the autonomous vehicle or the battery storage capital of the United States, and allow our workers to be trained in those fields, allow additional federal investment to flow through our research universities, and attract investors to our universities so that they might spin off new small businesses in the state of Indiana.